Seven Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the third hour of our show. Dan is now sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, feeding the hamster. Not that the hamster deserves it today. And ready to answer the phone when you call into 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. A couple of little stories before we get into some of the environmental stuff. We're getting this very bizarre story. This is coming out of NBC News. And apparently there is this situation. This is down in Harris County. I'm trying to find the state. It's not actually listed here. But basically the short version is police arrested this high school student. They handcuffed him, put him in the back of the police car. Now they're saying that while handcuffed in the back of the police car, the student managed to shoot himself in the head. And if you believe that one, I've got you some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you here. Somebody else responding to the Hitler film thing that we were talking about, another story about this documentary that was called Obama's America 2016. And it came out this last year. And apparently at the box office, it took in more money than the 15 films the Academy deemed eligible for an Academy Award for Best Documentary. And yet the Academy basically threw this off the list. Clearly it's political. And we know it's political. Look what they did to James Cameron and Avatar versus Hurt Locker. Hurt Locker was not all that well made a movie, but it supported the war agenda. And Avatar is clearly an anti-war, anti-imperialism statement, and a very powerful one. And they're throwing it to Kathryn Bigelow, and she's going to make more movies about, well, she just made this one about Oh Dark Thirty, you know, and they're trying to sell this. They're getting all these reviewers to say, it's wonderful, it's great, it's amazing. And they were trying to do the same thing about Argo, which opened to rave reviews and did a great box office for about a week and a half until word of mouth got out on it. So we know Hollywood is political. We know that Hollywood very gladly sells its soul to the power structure. Very rarely do people in Hollywood ever stand up for what is morally or politically right. And, of course, the last time they did, they got hit with the McCarthy hearings and the House Committee on Un-American Activities. And everybody in Hollywood who was not willing to go along with selling Russia as the new enemy to be feared to the American people, they got their careers destroyed. I have an article about that at the top of whatreallyhappened.com in that little submenu bar, and it's called The New McCarthyism. And you, I'm going to go ahead and repost that during this next commercial break so that you can read that. And, you know, I saw exactly the same thing when I worked on Stargate, and we were nominated for the Academy Award for Visual Effects and kicked out by the Blue Ribbon Committee. And that year, the visual effects Oscar went to the movie Speed, which had a lot of spectacular explosions and not much else for visual effects. But the thinking there was that because Stargate had come out of Carolco, which was going out of business anyway and could not monetize winning an Academy Award, they would give the Academy Award to a movie where they could launch an advertising campaign, we won the Academy Award, and draw more people into the theaters. Those little gold statues translate into additional box office and additional sales down the road. So along with political considerations, there's a lot of financial considerations that go in. Can this studio producer make money with this Oscar? Well, if they can't, if they're in a position of collapse the way Carolco was, well, let's give it to somebody else who can turn it into a fast buck. And so we know the Academy is not really based on merit. And so I'm not surprised that they snubbed this documentary about Obama. And they're going to try and sell us Oh Dark Thirty. And we know that's based completely on a lie. That was not Bin Laden. We'll be right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Well, that one seems to be going on a little bit longer. I think we need to pull that bump from the rotation because it's not cutting off at the 30 seconds. Anyway, details. More people are continuing to send in suggestions for Nazi movie titles. Nazi Babes in Toyland, which works because they got that whole scene with all the soldiers and everything. We'll put them in Nazi uniforms and swastikas and do that whole thing. Pursuit of Naziness. Working Nazi Girl. Maybe not. Trading Nazi Places. Some are more creative than others. But yeah, let's keep this thing going. Let's come up with the most bizarre Nazi movies possible and send them on to Hollywood and say, here, if you're going to wave Nazis at us, try this suggestion. Alrighty, let's see. Dan in the control room was asking my opinion of Michael Bay, and it is low. And because Michael Bay always makes movies that support, make the government look good. You know, there's an interesting story. For those of you who are students of film history, and it has to do with Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin, of course, came over from Great Britain, became very successful silent movies, and made a lot of movies that portrayed minor officials as buffoons, which most of them are. And the audience responded to that, and he became very successful. And even before he became director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover was always coming out to Hollywood to try and get the movie studios to only do movies that showed the government in a positive light. And J. Edgar Hoover, and a lot of people just like him, absolutely thought that all media should always be the propaganda arm of the government, which is not what the First Amendment is all about. And, of course, Chaplin defied J. Edgar Hoover, and Hoover later on was instrumental in getting Chaplin's citizenship revoked. Now, I understand during time of war, we all pull together and keep the war effort going. When you have a declared war declared by the United States Congress, which we don't have right now, none of these invasions have been authorized by Congress. It's all terror and so forth and so on. But no, the purpose of the media, the reason the founding fathers gave the corporate media, gave the people that First Amendment protection and freedom of speech, was so that they would feel the freedom to comment and criticize the government, not just march in lock goose step with them. Somebody sent in another suggestion for a Nazi movie, St. Adolf's Pyre. Ooh, that's getting a little gritty. All righty, let's see, getting back to more serious stuff. Heavy snow brings Stockholm to a standstill. Heavy snowfall has disrupted traffic in Stockholm. Planes are grounded. Bus and train lines have stopped running. Schools are closed. The transport authority is advising people to not try and travel by car. You can get stranded, snowed in, freeze to death. Gosh darn that global warming. Now, down in Great Britain, same thing. Heavy snow, closing the airports, railways, roads have turned into hockey rinks. Apparently, the British Met Office didn't forecast this was going to happen, didn't see it coming. I'm sure they're over there saying, but Al Gore said snow is a thing of the past. And if they can miss a forecast just a couple of days ahead that badly, then why should we be listening to any of these people about the Earth is going to be 4 degrees warmer 100 years from now? This global warming has become a self-feeding fantasy, and people are getting sucked into it. In Britain right now, and partly due to the exceptionally cold winter they're having to deal with, people are so poor in Britain, they're so stretched for money, they're missing meals in order to be able to pay to heat their homes. I mean, that's how bad this central bank insanity has come. People in Britain are having to choose between eating and staying warm in their own homes. It's just absurd. Allegations of a new economic underground. This is apparently taking place in Luxembourg, which is, I guess, taken over from Switzerland as a tax haven of a financial system to move trillions of dollars around the globe out of the eyes of various governments, which means tax evaders, drug runners, terrorists, various people like that. So every time you set up a system to try and keep an eye on ordinary people, the ultra-rich will quickly build a system where it doesn't apply to them. It's a two-tiered society. We, the elites, are above the law. We don't have to pay taxes. We don't have to fill out paperwork. We'll just do what we're going to do. Rules and laws and taxes, that's for the hoi polloi. That's for the serfs. That's for the slaves out there. Anyway, phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. Getting on to some more mundane matters here, especially for those of you still worrying about your Christmas shopping list. Apparently, the Microsoft Surface tablet is turning out to be a dud. As you probably remember, a couple of weeks ago, we reported where purchasers of these tablets were reporting that the laminations on the screen that allow it to be touch sensitive were starting to peel off in a matter of just a couple of weeks. And some of the moldings for the case were warping, and wires that are not supposed to be exposed were becoming exposed. It's apparently a very poorly put together piece of hardware. Microsoft wanted to do their own hardware. They did. They're basically now saying that fourth quarter sales of the Surface are probably going to come in less than a million units. As we reported yesterday, Microsoft itself has already cut half of its orders for these tablets from 4 million to 2 million. They may not be able to even get rid of all of those, even with all the Christmas rush and so forth and so on. Now, over at IBM, yes, they're still around. They are now banning the use of Siri inside their company. They're very concerned that any spoken words that Siri overhears are immediately whisked away to a data center in Maiden, North Carolina, to be interpreted and to send back recommendations. But nobody knows where the spoken words go after that. And obviously, having open microphones inside IBM is going to be of tremendous interest to IBM's competitors, like Apple. And so IBM has set up firewalls so that Siri will not work inside their plant. They're basically saying it is now a company policy that if you want to have a smartphone, you can, but voice recognition technologies are not allowed. Huge boon for intelligence services. If you have something that you're doing that's really secret, leave your smartphone at home. No microphone, no GPS. You're just going to have to be out of touch with whoever for a while. I sort of miss the days when all a telephone was, hello, how are you? And that was it. You hung up the phone, the microphone was disconnected, that was the end of it. These smartphones, we don't need to worry about the government coming into our homes and planting microphones or tracking devices. We're carrying the microphone and tracking device with us everywhere we go. If we're away from our smartphones, we get separation anxiety. We want to do texting and whatnot. Boeing is having a little bit of difficulty because, as you know, their Dreamliner, the 787, is now going into service, and it's starting to have some glitches. Good way to put that, glitches. Apparently, a United Airlines Dreamliner on its way to New Jersey had to make an emergency landing in New Orleans over some kind of an electrical problem with the fuel system. And now the Federal Aviation Administration is ordering the urgent inspection of all 787s for fuel system defects. It's going to make Airbus very happy with that one here. Now, we have talked before about public opinion polls and how they do not actually measure public opinion so much as are intended to manufacture it. And how you should take these public media polls with a great grain of salt. And there's an interesting article out of the Washington Post where they conducted a public opinion survey about the Panetta Burns plan to deal with the economic crisis. 25% of the respondents had an opinion on the Panetta Burns plan. There is no Panetta Burns plan. The Washington Post made it up just to see if people responding to a poll would be willing to say, I have no idea what you're talking about, I've never heard of it, or if they're just going to say, oh, I have an opinion, and here we are. And 25% of the people who responded to the poll claimed to have an opinion about an imaginary debt plan that doesn't actually exist. And this is another good reason for you not to pay a lot of attention to these public opinion polls that you see on TV. Especially after all those public opinion polls that predicted a Romney victory earlier in the year. Forget public opinion. Go for the facts. Determine for yourself what you're going to think. Don't let these media polls tell you what you should be thinking, because supposedly that's what your neighbors are thinking. If everybody around you is being an idiot about a topic, does that really require you be equally idiotic? Of course not. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm continuing to get suggestions for more Nazi-themed movies that Hollywood could make to keep that franchise going a little bit longer. Two of the better ones are One Flew Over the Reichstag and Adolf Gump, which I think is my favorite so far. I'm going to have to make phony posters for all of these. These are great. This stuff is just we have some really cool people in this audience here. All righty, moving right along. There was, let's see. Another one just came in. Life with Adolf. Saturday night. I'll work on these things later here. We all know how important education is for our children to have good jobs if the jobs are available, to function in a modern global marketplace, to be critical thinkers, to keep an eye on what the government is doing, and possibly because of that last one, we have seen a notable dumbing down of our educational system, as less education and more indoctrination. And I grew up in a time, as did my parents and grandparents, where the expectation was that the next generation of Americans would always be better educated and more successful than their parents. And that is no longer true. And this gets right to the heart of something I've said many times before. The highest morality for any of us is that we leave to the next generation a better world than the one that was left to us. And sadly, for our generation, we are failing miserably. There's a new report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development saying that the United States is now the only major economy in the world where the younger generation will not surpass the preceding generation in terms of schooling. And it points out most of what passes for education in this country is primarily political indoctrination with no logic, no critical thinking. They're not taught to think, they're taught to believe. Just accept what you are told. Take it on faith that this is the way life should be. So, anyway, moving right along. This comes under the category of adding insult to injury. We've all seen the aftermath of Storm Sandy. The devastation. Failure of infrastructure. Remember, they'd cut the budget for trimming trees back from the power lines, so the tree branches came down, power's taken out, all kinds of horrible situations. Apparently now the city of New York is starting to write citations to the victims of Storm Sandy for failure to maintain their property condition. And in the case of this one story that we just linked there, at issue was a tree that was actually on city property that fell onto private property. They're waiting for somebody from the city to come cut it up and take it away. And New York City's response is to write them a ticket for not taking care of their property. Complete insensitivity to these people. Just another opportunity to write a ticket and generate revenue. Anyway, speaking of Al Gore, he's back out there in the news now saying that nuclear power will be used in the future. And he says, I think the waste issue can probably be solved. Probably hide a lot of it in that big mouth of his. But he's still out there screaming, carbon tax, global warming, global warming. I think we ought to send Al Gore up there to Sweden or Norway or any of these other places that are buried under snow right now and say, tell us again about this global warming thing because it's not really working out all that well. Meanwhile, scientists have come up with a way where carbon dioxide is actually a good thing. It's not a big surprise to those of us who've been paying attention, but they're basically saying carbon dioxide in the atmosphere or from effluents from manufacturing, instead of, you know, locking it up and selling it carbon credits and everything, is just use it to boost production of algae biofuel. Remember what we said before. The reality is increased carbon dioxide stimulates plant growth, and commercial greenhouses will artificially increase the amount of carbon dioxide inside so the plants grow bigger and produce more saleable crops. So these scientists up in Ontario are doing the same thing for tanks that produce algae to be converted into biofuel. Just take the CO2 and use it as food for the algae. Problem is all solved. Early on this whole global warming thing, one of Al Gore's own associates did a back-of-the-envelope calculation and said we could offset all this increased carbon dioxide by just having more green plants around our homes and buildings. And he got fired because the goal wasn't to solve the CO2 problem, which doesn't really exist anyway. It was to get everybody on board with carbon taxes and a global environmental authority that we will allow to run our lives to save planet Earth from all of us icky-poo human beings. And a lot of this stuff that's been done in the name of environmentalism and global warming turns out to be completely bogus. Now, as I've mentioned before, here on the island of Oahu, we've got two wind farms. There's a big one down on the big island that's already corroding into pieces, and we have a big one on the north part of Oahu that is now in trouble as well. Your taxes guaranteed on it, millions of dollars of taxpayer fund. It's not working. More details when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha. Welcome back to our show. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, we're talking about, we've all seen, you know, Solyndra and all these other green projects that were funded with taxpayer guarantees or outright taxpayer funding. We're going to build solar cells and windmills, and we're going to do all this stuff in alternative energy. And a lot of times you get the feeling they're setting these projects up to fail so they can say, well, we tried, back onto the oil, and we got to go murder the Arabs to get their oil. And we have one of those projects right here on the island of Oahu, and it's being run by a company called First Wind out of Boston. And they built this wind farm up there by Kahuku, which used to be an old sugar mill town. And it looks really impressive. It's been in service since, supposedly, March of 2011. But every time I've gone by there, the turbines are not moving. And I was told anecdotally by the locals that when the wind blows too hard, they have to stop the turbines. Would almost seem to me that if you're building a wind farm, you want it to run when the wind is blowing as hard as it possibly can. But it's had all kinds of problems. They've had three fires now. The last one burned up 12,000 of the batteries that are supposed to save the electricity from the turbines and put it into the grid when needed. All kinds of toxic smoke, environmental pollution, and worse, apparently the turbines themselves are having problems. They're called Clipper turbines. They've been deployed all across the country. They are apparently not able to withstand the stresses, and they're failing. And Clipper itself, I think, has gone out of business because of something like $300 million worth of unscheduled maintenance and repair costs. So the thing is a boondoggle, you know, from top to bottom. And they put one up. They said, you know, taxpayer guarantees, and it's a major failure. They can't keep it running. So basically they're saying at this point they don't think they can repair the defective turbines up there at Kahuku, which means rebuilding the wind farm from scratch. This will be Hawaii's second wind farm that's going to be allowed to simply sit there and corrode into nothing. We've got a big one down on the Big Island, never really worked. They're doing this for show and for the tax benefits, and basically it's crony capitalism. We're going to give you a whole bunch of taxpayer money, and you go out and pretend like you're doing something meaningful. We don't really care if it works or not, because by the time it blows apart, somebody else is going to be in office. Or they're funding, like I said, counterexamples. Well, we tried to do solar cells, and we tried to do windmills. They just can't be made to work. So we have to go back to using oil and conquering all those nations that have oil wells in them. I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, but it's very obvious this isn't working. We've had all these green projects, and don't get me wrong, we do need alternative energy, but it's got to be developed properly and not just these stunts for election years. Yes, see the wind turbines, vote for me into office. And then as soon as he's in the office, the turbines blow up, the batteries burn down. Now, meanwhile, over in Great Britain, Greg Barker, who's the environment minister, is saying that if we, meaning everybody who's being charged a carbon tax, refuse to pay for windmills in Africa, there will be more wars. Barker's thinking is apparently that if we don't pass the carbon tax, if we don't dump a whole bunch of money onto Africa for windmills, that we'll see more failed states like Eritrea, Somalia, and Afghanistan, which will lead to more military intervention by British and American forces, and it'll cost British lives unless we pay these carbon taxes. I mean, this is how circuitous all of this stuff is going on. But looking at the performance of the wind farm we have here right on Oahu, forcing everyone to pay a carbon tax to build the same kind of wind farm down in Africa is not going to change the final outcome, because if the wind farms don't actually work, then it's not going to affect the stability of these African nations. It's just another cash grab. It's another sales pitch. It's another scam. Okay. Now, apparently, and this is over at Natural News, studies are starting to find that there is a very excessive presence of aluminum in infant formulas. Apparently, scientists are documenting, apparently this has been going on since the 1990s, and the companies making the infant formulas are being warned not to do, you know, be careful about this. It's neurotoxic. A lot of people think aluminum is linked in with the development of Alzheimer's. And what I can't understand is how women can be so brainwashed as to think that what is being manufactured in a factory is somehow better for their babies than what comes out of the mother's own body. Talk about one of the greatest sales pitches in history. That mother's milk is bad and what come out of a chemistry set is somehow better here. Man, oh man, oh man. There is word coming out of Washington, D.C. that this fiscal cliff package, because it's going to be past 11th hour, act of desperation, grandstanding, that a lot of writers are going to be attached to it that normally might not pass, but everybody's going to just say, we just need to get this passed, so we'll add these writers, and they're completely irrelevant to the economy. And one of the stories we're hearing is that this writer that was put onto the agricultural funding bill to basically allow GMO providers to go ahead and deploy and plant seeds, even if there is evidence that they're harmful, even if the courts have said the approvals were granted illegally, that they're going to try and put that onto the fiscal cliff funding package. We got callers on the line. Josh in Washington. Aloha, Josh. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I wanted to talk about what you were saying with the wind farms. The reason they shut them off when it's high winds is because the design is so poor that the generators will burn out and catch on fire.
Well, I understand that, but my question is, why didn't they design the generators, to operate in the kind of winds that we do get here in Hawaii? I'm not talking about standing up to a hurricane, you know, but we have the trade winds here. High winds are the norm here. Why are these systems not designed to survive that?
Well, from my experience, it kind of goes along with what you're saying earlier, where they only give money to alternative energy technologies that will fail. There's a lot of solutions you can do with a wind farm. Probably the most promising I heard of is storing the energy with hydrolysis instead of lead acid batteries. Mm-hmm. But all those alternatives are just ignored, and they're never given funding. And if you don't have funding from the state, you can't do anything as an engineer or a corporation, of course. But they're one and the same.
Yeah, it really is. And like I said, I remember this story. When we talk about funding, the counterexample, IBM actually gave a research grant to a computer engineer to develop an optical computing technology demonstrator. And apparently IBM figured they were going to give this guy money. He was going to come back and say, can't make it work. And IBM could say, well, we don't need to invest any more money in this thing. We're just going to stay with silicon-based technology. And this engineer fooled them by actually coming back with a very simple design that using light in fiber optics cable would take two numbers and add them together and store the solution in a third spool of cable. And so, yeah, a lot of this funding is to try and provide a negative for decision support to keep on doing what you've been doing.
Most definitely. Well, that's all I have.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Gary in Connecticut. Aloha, Gary. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Gee, Mike, don't tell me you never saw Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS.
That's right. I'd forgotten about that one.
which was actually produced by George Friedman, who's Jewish.
Yeah.
And he changed his name for the movie. He put in, like, a fake German name. But there's this weird obsession with like the whole Nazi culture. Like even Mel Brooks admitted like he was obsessed with Adolf Hitler. And you could look at the stuff that he does, and you can see that it's true.
Oh yeah, well but again, it's because that whole World War II story is the entire justification and foundation for the state of Israel stealing Palestine. And, again, it's as predictable as all get out. Every time Israel gets into a political scrape, TV starts rerunning all the old Nazi World War II, Holocaust, Hitler movies, and Hollywood immediately greenlights several new, productions. And I decided the time has come, to make fun of that. And a lot of people are sending in some really good suggestions for spoof Hitler movies. Somebody wrote in and reminded me about The Rocketeer. It was all about the Nazis in Hollywood and all the rest of it. So
yeah.
Well,
it brought to mind this thing I found out about a couple of years ago. I got the page right on my monitor right now. There was this, pornographic, pulp novels that were published in Israel.
Those are a big deal over there.
They're called Stalags.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the covers of them right now, and some Israeli made a documentary about this whole era in Israel where these things were all over the newsstands. And I'm looking at it, so it was like these female sexual Nazi guards torturing prisoners, and it was this huge obsession.
Well, it was, it was an acceptable form of bondage, discipline, and sadomasochism, because as long as you wrap it in a swastika, you can indulge your darkest fantasies.
Yeah.
And, absolutely. But again, this whole obsession is not global. It is from Israel and, Israel-owned and connected media. And like I said, for the rest of us, we're sick and tired of it. You know, and let's make fun of it, and maybe they'll decide it's time to move into the 21st century.
Very good.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jeff in Montana. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing fine.
Hey, if you're not going to get into wind and renewable energy, what do you think should be our future power source?
Now, wait a minute. I didn't say that we shouldn't be getting into alternative energy. What I'm saying is we need to be serious about developing it. And, you know, as long as it's just crony capitalism handing the money around under the guise of environmentalism, we're going to get disasters like Solyndra and First Wind and the rest of it. We're not seeing a true commitment to alternative energy from our government and industry. Like we're pointing out here, it seems to be an unending stream of deliberately contrived negative examples to discourage us from thinking about alternatives.
I mean, I am one of your biggest fans. I love almost everything that comes out of your mouth. But when you start dissing wind and renewables, it breaks my heart.
I'm not dissing wind and renewables. I'm dissing the political corruption that is looting America under the guise of wind and renewables.
But I wish it was crony capitalism. In Montana. I'm a wind developer. I'm a hobbit. I want to build the Shire, man. I want to have a great place to live. I want to have great power. And Montana has some of the best wind in the world. And I'm a small businessman. I'm out there building an 80-megawatt wind farm, which will be powered for 200,000 homes. And, you know, it is a technology that works. It's the most cost-effective and scalable technology that's available to introduce energy. There's a billion people.
Jeff, let me just, first of all, congratulations if you make it work, okay? And I'm all in favor of windmills and solar cells and anything that can basically diversify power distribution so that we're not dependent on one single source of our energy, like which is currently the oil cartels. What I'm saying is, and, you know, I'm all in favor of the environment and taking care of our resources, and I'm in favor of alternative energy. What I'm criticizing is the fact of all these political opportunists who will seize on the desire for a better world and simply milk it for all the money they can get, whether it's Al Gore and his carbon credits or the Solyndra solar cells or this debacle up here in Kahuku, which regardless of how, you know, and I believe you are sincere and there are people trying to make this work. But the fact is that this wind farm up on the north shore of Oahu does not work, hasn't worked. It's had three fires. The turbines can't be repaired now. And it's an unmitigated disaster, and the taxpayer got to pick up the cost for it.
There's going to be failures along any route of new technology development. But when it comes to renewables in particular, I mean, Solyndra, everybody in the industry thought that was a great technology, a great product. It was undermined by the market economics between China and the U.S.
Okay, now let me make a comment here about developing technology. There's nothing developing about windmills. The Dutch have had them for hundreds and hundreds of years. There's no unknown component in terms of a windmill hooked to a generator. The reason we're having these failures comes down to money junkie thinking, cutting corners, saying we're going to look at what happened at San Onofre and their steam generators, which are now having to be removed and disposed of as radioactive waste. Somebody made the decision to use a poorer quality alloy in those heat exchanger tubes, and the thing fell apart. I know that all of these technologies can be done right, but as long as you let money junkies make those key structural engineering and safety decisions, you're going to have these problems. And it doesn't mean I'm opposed to alternative energy. I just am opposed to alternative energy projects that are doomed to fail by poor management money junkie decisions. Okay?
I'm with the money junkies. But last month in Germany, okay, which you would agree is one of the most technologically advanced and engineering focused countries in the world, they produced over 50% of their power from solar energy over there. Here in the United States, it's a left-wing plot. There's something wrong with that.
Now, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that one.
And Germany has as much sun as Alaska. Okay, so, I mean, in Hawaii, I know solar hot water systems, solar panels are taking off over there. What do you pay a kilowatt hour for electricity there?
I don't know, but it keeps going up.
Yeah,
you know, we're cutting our electric usage down. You know, every month our usage chart goes down and our price goes up because of fuel costs. And I know there needs to be some improvements there. Frankly, I would say Hawaii is an ideal place to have a pilot thorium reactor. We know that some solar is done very well. They did it very well in Germany. That project to have solar plants all along the north coast of Africa to power Europe, that's run into problems as well. And again, it always comes down to somebody pulling back funding for necessary research or necessary safety systems. It's like we saw at Fukushima, where they said, well, we don't need to build the wall, you know, really high against tsunamis. We don't need to spend the money to put the emergency generators on stilts or on a hill. And that's where these disasters come from. We're at the end of this segment. Jeff, I got to let you go. We got one more caller I'm going to try and squeeze in before the end of the show, and that's Stan in Ontario. Aloha, Stan. Welcome to the show, and I'm probably going to have to break you for the commercial here in another second. Okay, did Stan just hang up? I guess so. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show. Interesting story coming to light after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And I know we got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to try and get to you, but I really wanted to cover this story. We have been talking about the dramatic downturn in the birth rate across a large part of the world. And the official story is, well, people during these hard economic times are choosing not to have children. But looking at the sharpness of the downturn, we were asking, is something else going on? The Daily Mail in Great Britain is reporting that a major French study has confirmed male sperm counts and quality are dropping sharply since the start of the 1990s. They don't know why. They're guessing, maybe diet, lifestyle, could be wearing too tight underwear. I think it's time that we go out and all of you go out and you net search epicyte corn, E-P-I-C-Y-T-E, because the U.S. Department of Agriculture funded the development of a genetically modified corn that sterilizes the people who eat it, and it does so with a spermicide. This corn creates a spermicide inside it, genetically, and when you eat it, your sperm are going to wither and die, which is what this French study says is happening. So I think this idea that it's just the economy is kind of nonsense. The money junkies, they want the world to themselves. They're done with us. We have made them rich. They have gotten all of our wealth. They've gotten all the use out of us they can. Now they don't want us around. They don't want to have to smell your sweat that you worked up making them rich. They want you all to go away so they can have a beautiful, natural, green planet all to themselves. How very special that is. Kind of an interesting parallel. One of Tom Clancy's last books that I really liked was called Rainbow Six. And it dealt with a bunch of money junkies who just took it upon themselves to say, you know, the world is too crowded. I'm tired of having to rub elbows with all those poor people and those working types. And we're just going to wipe out 95% of the Earth's population. And then the world will go back to nature, except, of course, for these wonderful little air-conditioned palaces we built ourselves. And how wonderful the world will be then. Life imitates art, maybe. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Stan in Ontario. Aloha, Stan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm just calling about the story you talked about earlier in regards to the scientist in Ontario and the storage of the carbon dioxide and the allergy.
Mm-hmm.
I toured that facility. It's at the back end of a cement company.
Mm-hmm.
There's another part of that story is the cement company applied for a permanent plastic burn to burn 80 tons of plastic waste
mm-hmm.
under the guise of carbon dioxide reduction. And they said they're not going to have any emission changes, but they're going to have carbon dioxide reductions. And the only thing that people don't know about this is that the government has cap-and-trade legislation here in Ontario.
Yeah.
And I have in front of me, I wrote stories on this in the local paper.
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to ask you to email that to me because we're hearing the music. And that means the show is over. I'm sorry, we're going to have to let you go. And we'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Please support Republic Broadcasting. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a donate button up at the top. We need your help to keep getting the truth out. Until tomorrow, aloha, America.